This article is accompanied by a very attractive picture of the Wallingford Springs Hotel. Drug dealing will not be tolerated. Police have said that drug dealing will not be tolerated after a man was jailed for 7 years after more than £10,000 worth of MDMA was found in his luxury hotel room. Luke Hitchcox was found guilty of being in possession of the Class A drugs after they were found in his room at Wallingford Springs Hotel. The 28-year-old had denied one count of possession with intent to supply a Class A drug with intent to supply. These relate to 1,441 tablets of MDMA. Hitchcock pleaded guilty to being in possession of a Class C drug on the same occasion. This was nitrous oxide, also known as a laughing gas. The drugs were found in the hotel room on November the 17th, 2023. On July the 29th, a jury found Hitchcox of Cullum guilty by unanimous verdict. After he was sentenced, investigating officer PC Andrew Gunn said, after a protracted and intense investigation, a positive result has been achieved in court in relation to drug supply in South Oxfordshire. Drug dealing will not be tolerated, and anyone thinking they will not be caught is mistaken. This highlights the consequence of illegal and illicit actions, and we will seek to obtain maximum justice against offenders as a result. Drugs affect many vulnerable people across the Thames Valley, and we will prosecute offenders who seek to benefit from this. The judge, Mr. Recorder Alex Young, jailed Hitchcox for 7 years and made orders for the drugs to be destroyed. During the trial, Matt Knight Prosecuting said, "These were luxury lodges. The total cost per night was £1,000 on that stay. He wanted to upgrade to a room with a hot tub." The jury heard the defence case was that drugs belonged to a man called Jack Bowers and that he left the drugs in Hitchcox's hotel room. Mr. Knight said he, Hitchcox, attended the police station without his mobile phone. He didn't mention Mr. Bowers at all in his first police interview. Only when he was interviewed later did he have to come up with something more to explain his position. He said his fingerprints were on the bag to get a pill for himself. This is someone who has previously been involved in the supply of cocaine. Mr. Knight told the jury Hitchens had 5 convictions in the last 6 years. The jury was previously told that cleaners found the drugs in a Sainsbury's bag inside the room Hitchcock had been staying in. Mr. Knight told the jury that MDMA tablets cost around £10 each. This means that the value of the MDMA tablets alone was around £14,000. The jury was told that canisters of nitrous oxide and balloons were also found in the room. Hitchcox accepted that they belonged to him. However, he claimed that the MDMA belonged to someone else.